Hello, I was trying to call and get my family some help.
To get what?
I was trying to call to see if I could get my family, my uncle, some services.
I barely hear you. Want to have a friend work for you?
I was calling to get my uncle under some services to see if I could have somebody come out and look at him so he could, like, basically get some help.
Got it. Sure. Does he have Medicaid?
I think he has like Keystone First or something.
Got it. And is he like you want to get him applying for the home care program?
Yes, 'cause he's like in bad condition. He can't really walk, really move around or do anything for himself right now. And I have a job. I can't really sit at home with him.
Got it. Sure. We can have someone come down and help him. In which county does he live?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia. Do you have his name and date of birth so I can check up his Medicaid account?
Hold up, I can ask him right now, so give me a second.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Hello, miss.
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Carson.
How do I spell the last name? K-A-L?
Yes, the first name, Mikal.
Okay.
Last name, Corson.
Got it. And what's his date of birth?
5/11/1978.
Let me see. Give me a minute. Just take a bit while.
I think he already seen his doctor and everything, and basically, they just need somebody to come out and just come talk to him.
Sure. I would love to help you. Does he have any kids in his house?
No kids. It's just me, him, and my mom, which is his sister, so, but she works too, so we really don't have time to, like, really take care of him.
Sure. No problem. The system does work slow, so I can't pull up the Medicaid. Let me meanwhile take his, what's his address?
5438 Morris Street.
Morris Street.
Morris, Morse.
MOR, okay. And that's in Philly, you said, right?
Yes.
And what's the zip code?
19131.
Let me see if it came up. As he actually has UnitedHealthcare. Does that
Okay, is
make
that a
sense?
good thing or a bad thing?
So I don't think we'll be able to accept with United, but we can help him get him a good insurance.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he's willing to switch his insurance.
I'll just put it in. They're just going to see what's the best plan to do. If they can keep it with United, then they will. But I don't think they will be able to keep it because I don't think United pays for this kind of service.
Okay.
Let me just take down what's his preferences for an age, like overall. I won't take details yet, because like we still
I don't
need.
think he have a preference.
Like, what does he need assistance with?
Basically everyday needs, everything. He just sits there on the couch. I don't have time to clean him. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse.
Right. Got it. Okay, just give me 2 minutes. Let me see if I can get a specialist available for you right now. Can you hold on the line?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Before I get, what's your first name? I'll just put you as first name.
Eileen, Halim.
Halim. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Give me a minute. Let me see if I can get that one. Hold on.
Thank you.
that Naftali available for you, I will transfer right over to him, and he's going to assist you further, okay, to get him enrolled.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Aline Palmer.
Okay, just 1 minute. And you're calling in regards to Michael Carson?
Yes, that's my uncle. He needs care. He just recently went to the doctor, and they basically gave him a packet letting him know that he basically needs somebody to take care of him. We don't have time to really do that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can help you with that. I'll be the coordinator to help you enroll into home care services to enroll him. And we can definitely find you an aide once the patient is approved for the waiver. So I'll explain you what the process takes. And first, I need to confirm if it's worth applying financially. Is the patient making more than $2,900 per month?
No, you don't really do anything.
Okay, and does he have any assets on his name, like a house or a life insurance policy, a vehicle, or anything else?
Probably an old-ass car. That's about it.
Okay, not a problem. And no house or any life insurance policy, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. And are any minors living in the patient's house under 21? Do the patient support them? No.
No.
Okay, perfect. So let me explain you how the process takes in just a few minutes, and we'll get you started with the first few steps. So the patient will undergo two assessments. The first one is with the Pennsylvania broker. They will determine financial eligibility. So someone will come down to the house, and you will call them to schedule the first assessment. Within a few days after the first assessment is done, the aging agency will call the patient to schedule the second assessment, which is more like a functional assessment to see what the needs are. In the meantime, together with these two assessments, we need two things done. One is a PCP form from a doctor signed that the patient needs services. So we do have our telehealth doctor that we can request to call you and schedule over the phone appointment to sign the PCP form that the broker requests. Do you want me to request a referral for you for the telehealth doctor?
I mean, he already seen the doctor. We already have the paperwork.
So is that the form that states over there that the patient needs long-term care?
Yes, it actually says he needs to be in a facility.
So there's two types of things. You can apply for the patient for help in a facility. Either you can apply for home care for someone to help him in the home.
No, so my family don't want him to go to a facility, so that's why I'm trying to get him help.
Right. Okay. So you need a form from a doctor stating that the patient needs long-term care at home.
Right. That's what I got, and it said that he's eligible to be inside of a facility. That's
can
what
you
I'm
send
telling
me,
you. That's how bad he is.
I understand. Can you send me a picture of this document? I just want to confirm that the broker will accept it.
You said a picture of the documents?
Yes.
His mother, my sister had those documents. She told me to give y'all a call to see what I could do and to see if I could get him some help. I don't have the documents, and I don't really know you to be sending over any documents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll put the PCP on the side. So let me just finish explaining while the process takes in. So with the PCP form, and also the county would want to verify any financial proof, meaning to say if the patient has any income or any bank accounts, they would want to see 5 years of bank statements. If he has Social Security income, they would want to see their WARB letter stating how much he's getting every month. And with that being done, the case will go over to the county's office. They will review it, and they will get back if the patient is approved or not. So once this is done, we can. You will be the caregiver for the patients?
No, I have a job. I need somebody to take care of my uncle.
Okay.
I need somebody to come out that's a doctor, that's like a licensed person, to come out and literally take care of him while we're at work. Can't have nobody that's untrusted in my house.
Right. So we specialize in that. We can find a good aide for you. to take care of the patient. So once the patient is approved for the waiver, they will assign a service coordinator from the insurance, which will come down to your house and assess how much hours the patient needs, and we will onboard and find a good caregiver and start care. So the whole process might take up to 2 months. And the first step, as I said, will be to contact the broker and schedule the first assessment. So the question is if I can transfer you right now to the broker, or should I give you the number? And I guess who will be in charge of scheduling everything and provide any documents needed?
Well, my mom, well, his sister, which is my mom, she works in a hospital. She works a lot. Only thing she do is, like, make sure she give him his medicine, and she makes sure she on top of everything, like, paperwork-wise. Now, me, she asked me to call y'all and make sure that I'm on top of it to get him some service because she don't want to have to put him away. So, basically, I'm going to be in charge of it, but I'm not taking care of him. I can't. I have a job, too.
I understand. Yeah, right. I understand. I just, like, want to know, like, who can, let's say, for example, for the first assessment, the patient with someone else have to call the broker. So the schedule
okay,
for
I'll
assessment.
Call him.
So, okay. So let me, I'll text you the broker's information, and you can call them.
Okay,
once you have
fine.
A scheduled date, you can get back to me what the date is. And as I said, about the PCP form, it's also something that the broker requires. So if you can ask your mother maybe to send me a picture of what document it is, because the broker will need a phone from a doctor. So if not, we have our telehealth doctor that can help you with that.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm going to tell my mom that you need what form again? The PCP form?
Yeah, it's a PCP form from a doctor which states that the patient needs long-term care. So the broker takes
okay.
that in consideration for the clinical eligibility.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he got that. He got a packet, like a thick-ass packet with all of these papers in it from the hospital. He just came from the
mm-hmm.
hospital for like 3 days. So I'm pretty
mm-hmm.
sure he got it.
Mm-hmm. So if not, it's just an easy, simple phone call over 15 minutes over the phone. They can sign the document. It's very simple. So I'll go ahead and send you the broker's number. And if you can save my phone number into your contacts, because I'll be the
okay,
coordinator and help you.
I'll see you right now.
I'll provide you my number because it's a different number that you called.
Okay, what's the number?
The number is 267-551-7445. And my name is Naftali.
Can you give me that one more time? 267.
Sure. 267-551. 7445.
Okay.
And my name is Natali. Yes, it's spelled N as Nancy, A, F as father, T as Tom, A L I.
Okay, I got you. I saved it.
Okay, I'll text you the broker's information, and when you have time to schedule, it's about a half an hour phone call because they're, you know, reviewing everything. So, yeah. If you have any questions,
okay.
You can call me back.
Okay, that's fine. Should I give them a call now or in the morning?
It doesn't matter. You can call them now. They're open till 5 o'clock. They would
okay,
probably want to hear
now.
From the patient consent. Like, they would want to, like, hear, are you near the patient right now?
No, he's currently knocked out. He's off his medicine. He don't really talk when he's off his medicine.
Hmm. They would probably want to confirm from him, like they hear from him, okay, what's your name, your date of birth, but then they can speak to you, like you will be like the representative for him. So I guess whenever he's at a good state that, you know, he'll be able to give over his name and date of birth, might be a better idea to call
him. I guess I would just have to give him a call in the morning when he's like alert, like early in the morning, like as soon as they open up. And just get him on the phone, get him the call, and then I'll take over after he give them all the information that they need.
Perfect. Okay, so and also let me know about the PCP form, if you can have like a copy of it or a picture sent to me to see if this is the right form. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to ask my mom about that for her too, at the board, so I could call you back after I drop the phone with them and just have everything set up.
Okay, perfect. And I'll be checking with in with you tomorrow as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank
Thank
you
you.
Very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Bye.